It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life-Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Romans, chapter 12, we are studying today on how to renew the mind. How to renew the mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 declares, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." After the conversion experience, the Christian must begin the process of renewing their mind. Without this transformation, the Christian will not bloom to their full potential and will be in danger of retrogressing, which is backsliding, and destruction or perdition. As the Christian renews their mind, they will begin a thought life that is pleasing to God. What we need is new thoughts, new decisions, new perceptions, new prayer life. When we are born again, we do not receive a new mind. We have the same thinking patterns, the same thinking that was conditioned over time. When we are born again, yes, we have a brand new heart. The Holy Spirit comes on the inside by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are regenerated, born again, yet we do not have a new mind. And now the Christian must begin the process of renewing their mind. Without this transformation of renewing the mind, the old decisions and the old thought process will take the Christian backwards into a backslidden state over time, and the Christian will be in danger of shipwrecking their faith, losing their salvation. Point number one, the old mind. The old mind is a mind of worry. The old mind is a mind of greed. The old mind is a mind and thought patterns of fear, ambition, and doubt. The old mind is a thought life of prejudices and biases. The old mind is a mind of blaming and externalizing, rationalizing evil and justifying sin. This old mind and old thought pattern stems from an unregenerated heart, as spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? This principle is echoed in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, and Genesis, chapter 8, where God speaks that the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually, and that the imagination from man's heart is evil from his youth. This old mind also stems from our upbringing, how we were raised, our environment, and the conditioning of our thought patterns throughout the years. This speaks to the principle that individuals from an unregenerated heart have an old mind that is against God. This principle, once again, is echoed in Romans chapter 8, where it states in verse 7 that the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Individuals have an old mind based on an unregenerated heart, or individuals have an old mind based on their backsliding after being born again. The old thoughts are against the Lord, taking individuals in an opposite direction from their walk in the Lord's will. The old mind resembles this world's thinking, as clearly stated in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. This world has a system attached to it. This world's system and the thinking endorses abortion. This world's thinking endorses sex outside of marriage. This world's system, as clearly taught in the scriptures, results in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. This world system is contrary to the kingdom of God. God loves everyone in this world, but this world's system is contrary and antithetical to the kingdom of God. The thinking of the world, the lust of the world, the desire of the world, the ambition of the world, the things that men strive for from an ungenerated heart are contrary to God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, and the kingdom of God. Without the renewing of the mind, deception will take place, and the backsliding Christian will begin to stray away and shipwreck their faith. Point number 2, how to renew the mind. There is a 4R process that helps us to begin the process of renewing the mind. The first order in the process is mind repentance. Mind repentance. Repentance is a biblical term that simply means to turn around. It means to turn from that which is not of God to turn towards the things of God. Mind repentance is a change in mind, change in behavior, and change in direction. This results as individuals yield to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit begins to empower the individual choices in a new direction. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 states, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Scriptures also teach that they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are to be Spirit-empowered, Spirit-led, and Spirit-controlled. This will unction and empower the Christian to yield the right of way towards the proper choice in their mind. The power of the Holy Spirit. This mind repentance is also a result of examining ourselves, examining our thought life. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24 give context on this principle. It states, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." We are to examine ourselves, examine our thought life, to ensure that it's pleasing to God, for we shall be judged also on the day of judgment based not only on our actions and deeds and motives, but also on the thoughts and intents of our heart. The Christian mind renewal process has 4 R's that we can look at to simplify how to begin the process of renewing the mind. R number 1, recognize the evil thought. Recognize the evil thought. From the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, help us to understand how we can begin to recognize the evil thought. Verse 13 and 14 of chapter 5, Hebrews states, For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness or the scriptures, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So as we have thoughts in our mind, we line them up with the scriptures. And if those thoughts are contrary to the scriptures, we recognize the evil thought. We recognize the thought as evil and not of God. For example, a thought may come to take tools home from your local job, justifying in our mind that they have plenty of tools or plenty of supplies, and they can afford to miss a few here and miss a few there. The scriptures teach, thou shalt not steal. Therefore, we recognize that that thought, even though being justified in our mind and rationalized in our mind, is still contrary to God and an evil thought. The more we practice lining up our thought life with the Word of God, with the Scriptures, we'll be able to recognize if thoughts are of the Lord or not, whether thoughts are good or evil. R number two, reject the evil thought. After we recognize the thought as evil by comparing it and contrasting it with the Word of God, we recognize the evil thought, and now we reject the evil thought. Not with the power of our own intellect, nor with the power of positive thinking. We reject the evil thought with the power of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 give us context on how to do this. Scripture teaches, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We, through the power of the Holy Spirit, reject the evil thought and cast it out of our mind. R number three, after recognizing the evil thought by comparing and contrasting it with Scripture, we reject the evil thought by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then we replace the evil thought with Scripture. Going back to that same example where in the human mind we may begin to justify taking things home from the job site that do not belong to us because we may think that we need them and the job has plenty to spare. But after rejecting that evil thought, we replace the evil thought with thou shalt not steal. Scripture teaches in Psalm 119, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We begin to internalize the word. We begin to study the word daily, meditate on the word, and begin to use it as shoe leather, living the word out in a very practical way. R number four. After recognizing the evil thought by comparing it with Scripture, we reject the evil thought by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then we replace the evil thought with Scripture. Number four, we rejoice in thought victory. Individuals have no need to fear or worry or fret that thoughts are going through their mind and beginning to cause them to be uncomfortable and tattered. We as Christians can rejoice and celebrate that we have thought victory through Christ in our life. We can recognize the evil thought, reject the evil thought, replace it with Scripture, and rejoice by meditating on the goodness of the Lord, singing psalms in our heart, and knowing that we're thinking about the goodness of God all the day long. Scripture teaches in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, "Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." We can walk in victory, we can walk in peace, we can walk in joy, knowing that we have thought victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Point number 3, the new mind. The result of renewing our mind as a process will bring the new mind. It will bring a new thought life. The new mind is a mind that loves the Lord continually. The new mind is a mind that knows our purpose in Christ. The new mind is a mind that knows we are forgiven and has confidence and assurance that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The new mind looks forward to the kingdom of God and lets the past be the past, never to surface again, both in our lives or bringing it up in the lives of others. The new mind walks in joy. The new mind walks in peace. The new mind walks in assurance. The new mind sings songs and odes of joy in their heart throughout the day, meditating on the goodness of the Lord, meditating on Scripture, praying for each other, and looks forward to fulfilling their purpose in the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The new mind looks to serve the Lord and to feed the hungry and clothe the naked and to visit the sick and the shut-in. The new mind is kingdom-minded and not carnally minded for the things of this world. The new mind is a individual in Christ walking in the will of the Lord and making choices that bring glory and honor to the Lord. Scripture teaches in 2 Peter chapter 3 that this new mind grows in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we walk with him and talk with him along life's narrow way, we begin to learn more about the mercy of God, about the grace of God, the peace of God, the joy of God, his plans and purpose for us to fulfill the will of God. As we begin to move closer and closer to him in a relationship with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, individuals have no need to fear when it comes to renewing the mind, for we are not responsible for every thought that comes into our mind, but we are responsible for allowing that thought to germinate or to manifest or to resonate or to stay there for a time where we begin to give it life and further that thought into action. We are responsible for recognizing the thought as evil and then making the choice to reject the evil thought by the power of the Holy Spirit and to replace it with Scripture as a part of the process of renewing the mind. This is the teaching on renewing the mind. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from him, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. Bow your head and close your eyes and repeat after me this prayer. O God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.